And so she went to the window and saw Adams, the accused, on the steps of the victim's house. He had just come out, and he was wearing gloves. Before he moved away, he had looked up at her window. Henry McDougal, who had been driving home late, nearly ran over Adams at the corner of Northwood Street because he was walking in the middle of the road looking dazed. And old Mr. Wheeler, who lived next door to Mrs. Parker at number 12 and was woken up by a noise and got up and looked out of the window, just as Mrs. Salmon had done, saw Adams's back, and as he turned, those bloodshot eyes. In Laurel Avenue, he had been seen by yet another witness.
5.41 The Case for the Defense by Graham Greene. Part 1.
It was the strangest murder trial I've ever attended. They named it the Peckham murder in the headlines, although Northwood Street, where Mrs. Parker was found murdered, was not actually in Peckham. The prisoner was a well-built man with bloodshot eyes. An ugly man, one you wouldn't forget in a hurry, and that was an important point. The prosecution intended to call four witnesses who hadn't forgotten him and who had seen him hurrying away from the little red house in Northwood Street. At 2 o'clock in the morning, Mrs. Salmon, who lived at 15 Northwood Street, had been unable to sleep. She heard a door shut